I think some of the most common mistakes that new teachers make is getting in a power struggle with a kid. Don't do it. You're not going to win. It's not productive at all. There's something about knowing when to not speak and let the child get it out, and then wait for the child to have completely depleted themselves and then move in. I've seen more teachers, child gets angry, teacher gets angry, and it's just a spiral of a disaster. My biggest advice is do not get in a power struggle with a child you're not going to win. When they are talking and they're talking back, you've set your expectation. That's when you have to be calm. This is not the behavior that I expect. And you've got to give them a minute, because if you think about it, when you're upset, you can't rationally think through what's going on to respond in the moment. I know I need a minute to calm down, especially if they're in front of their friends. They've got a safe face. You need a minute. Go take a minute. I'm not going back and forth. I'm not arguing with you. So just take a minute. And then afterwards, we address, that's not how you talk to me. So we always address the behavior. Then we look at why were you behaving like that? It's never a case of I can throw a chair and she's not going to do anything. We're going to talk about it. The other thing that I think is also a common mistake that teachers make is we have a lot of preconceived ideas about what a certain type of student is going to do. I think sometimes we've already decided in our minds, this student is going to do this. I'm going to treat them like this. The student's been treated like that. They lash back. And then it's a never-ending cycle of what is expected or how they've been treated. I think everybody just has to judge the child based on who they are in the moment and set the expectations. The children will rise to the expectation if you help them.